Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing a series of messages on the subject of overcoming. We've talked so far about principles of overcoming, and then we talked about overcoming sin in our life, how we can be cleansed and how we can overcome areas of sin and walk in the ways of righteousness and see fruit come forth in our life. We talked about overcoming the world in the last broadcast. It's important that we are not conformed to this world, but we are separate, that we have committed ourselves to walk in the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're going to talk about overcoming the flesh. It is so important that we overcome the flesh in our life. When we talk about the flesh, we're talking about the human nature, the way of doing things after the human nature. The flesh is something we have. It is also something that we live after. The Bible talks about living after the flesh. If we live after the flesh or we walk in the flesh, we are living as a human being apart from God. We're going to be moved by the senses. We're going to be moved by what we feel. We're going to be moved by our own desires. In fact, the voice of the flesh is the feelings and the senses and our own desires apart from the Word of God, apart from considering what God would have us to do. Certainly the opposite would be if we walk in the Spirit by the Word of God and put the Word of God first place, being led by the Holy Spirit. Now, Matthew 26:41 says this, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The word weak there means strengthless. The flesh is strengthless. It doesn't have any strength. The Spirit, our spirit is ready. It is willing to walk in the ways of the Lord. And if you don't learn to walk in the Spirit, you will be falling for temptation after temptation in your life. The flesh has no strength. In fact, John 6:63 says that the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You need to realize that God's Word is spiritual law. And you, when you've been born again, you're a new creature in Christ. You have been changed. You now have a new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And this new spirit that is in you is what you're to walk by. And as you receive the Word of God, which is spiritual law, and you put that first place, and you have your mind renewed to it, you yield your mind to serve the law of God, and you're going to walk in the Spirit in harmony with the Spirit of Christ within you. The flesh profiteth nothing. You cannot walk in the ways of the flesh. If you're walking in the flesh, you are walking after your own desires, doing what you want to do, following your feelings and following the senses, and whatever would be what you want to do apart from the Word of God. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, he says, "Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect in the flesh?" No, we're not made perfect by the flesh. Began in the Spirit. Many of us, you know, of course, we got born again. We get in the Word of God. We begin in the Spirit. But then the enemy works to try to get us to fall back into the flesh. These guys began walking in the Spirit by the Word of God, being led by the Holy Spirit. But then they turned away and they began to walk after the ways of the flesh. In Galatians 5:1, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." He's made us free. And we've got to stand fast in that liberty and walk in the Spirit. And he says, "Be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage." We come back into the yoke of bondage if we return to walking in the ways of the flesh. And then in verse 13, "For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." We've been liberated from the bondage of the enemy. At the same time, we must realize if we continue to walk in the flesh, we will be giving place to the devil. When you walk in the flesh, it is sin, and you are opening up the door for the enemy to come in. And when you walk in the flesh, you will sin and let demonic spirits have an open door to come and affect you in your life. Galatians 5:16 then says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God wants you to walk in the spirit realm by your spirit according to spiritual law. And if you do so, you will not fulfill the lust of the strong desire of the flesh. Now remember, our bodies have not been redeemed. Our minds are being renewed to the Word of God. In our members, we have desires just to do whatever we want to do. But we must yield our members unto righteousness. And we talked about that in the area of overcoming sin. You've got to learn to yield your members, your mind, your mouth, your ears, your eyes, what you're seeing, things you're involved in, to the ways of righteousness. And that's going to produce holiness in your life. See, the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Your flesh and your spirit are not in harmony together. They are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you'd like to do. Well, God wants us to walk and be led by the spirit of our spirit, and it's important to not let the flesh have domination. The Bible says the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you before in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You can't enter into the rule and the reign of God in your life and see the promises of God come to pass if you're walking in the flesh, because that is the way of sin. That is going to open the door for demonic spirits to come in and bring bondage to you. The fruit of the Spirit, of course, as we walk according to the Word, it's going to produce love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. Then in verse 24 it says, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If you are following the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are going to crucify the flesh. You are not going to let the flesh operate. When something is crucified, it can no longer live. It can't breathe. That's how you die, by crucifixion, because you can't breathe anymore, as you can't keep pushing your legs up and get your breath. You suffocate. That's the death of crucifixion. And so we're going to crucify the flesh. We're going to suffocate it. We're not going to let its affections and its lusts operate. If we live in the Spirit, we're going to walk in the Spirit. Since we live in the Spirit, we must choose to walk in the Spirit. And you walk in the Spirit by the Word of God, and when you walk in the flesh, it'll be by your own senses. In Galatians 6:7, he says, be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, if you are walking in the flesh, you need to realize that you're going to reap what you sow. Verse 8 says, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The Bible says that whatever we sow, we're going to reap. So be sure you're sowing according to the ways of the Word of God, and then you're going to reap life everlasting. Praise the Lord. Over in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible says that we all had our conversation, our behavior, in times past, in the lust, or the strong desires of the flesh. Lust means strong desire. In the strong desires of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Well, we're not going to do that anymore, because we have been born again, and now we're getting our mind renewed to the truth, and we're putting off the works of the flesh, and we're going to walk in the ways of the Spirit. The Bible says in James 1:14, every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust or strong desire and enticed. When lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. You know, the lust, the desire that comes, is not sin in itself. That's a temptation. But if you give place to that, and you agree to go along with that, and yield to it, and act upon it, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. That shows you that whenever you walk in the flesh, then you're going to walk in sin. And we're talking about not only the flesh, which is a human nature's way of doing things, but the flesh is talking about walking after a way of life. It is essentially the person living as a human being apart from submitting to the Word of God. You know, the flesh wants to live its life independent of God, and it's going to war against the Word in your mind. It wants you to yield to your own desires, and what it does, it brings you into captivity to sin in your life. And if lust conceives, it brings forth sin. When it's finished, it will bring forth death. 1 Peter 2:11, he says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. the fleshly desires will war against your soul, and your soul needs to be in agreement, in harmony with your spirit, as you choose from your mind to serve the Word of God, serve the law of God, and walk in it. You got to watch for these lusts. They'll try to choke the Word out of your heart. In fact, in Mark chapter 4, verse 19, in the parable of the sower, it talks about the things that choke the Word, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts or strong desires of other things entering in choke the Word, and it, that Word in you, becometh unfruitful. Just because you've received the Word of God doesn't mean it's going to automatically produce fruit. You've got to watch the Word so the devil doesn't take it out of your heart or choke it. And lust or strong desires of other things from the flesh, if they enter in and you act upon it, it will choke the Word and it will not be fruitful in your life. It is so important that we do not live in the flesh any longer. The Bible says no longer should we live the rest of our time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but now we are to live to the will of God. You know you're bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. You belong to Him. You are to walk in His ways. You are not to live any longer to the lusts of the flesh, but you're to live to the will of God. Ephesians 4:22 says, you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and you're going to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, you've got to get the Word in your mind, and you put on the new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. And with your mind, you're going to serve the law of God. The Bible says in Colossians 3:5, mortify your members which were upon the earth. Mortify that. Put that fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. Put all those things away. In Colossians 3:8, it says, put off these things, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. All these things are works of the flesh. You put off the old man and all of its deeds. Put on the new man and walk in the Spirit. We're not going to walk in the flesh anymore. We're going to be renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created us. And we're going to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And then you're going to see victory. And you're going to see the promises of God come to pass as you will overcome. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.